The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to the speech of Sheikh Jafar Jafar.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. When we have something that we love, it's a motivation for us. So the first component of love is the reminder, to remind ourselves of how much He loves us. The second bit of love, or the second component of love, is action-based. Okay? And when we talk about action-based, this is to do that which we know God loves, and to stay away from that which we know God hates. This is part of love, isn't it? Right? Even in my relationship with you, or my relationship with my spouse, if I say that I love you, yet I do things to hurt you, will you think I love you? No, of course not. Of course not, right? Because love requires action. Love requires more than just words here, right? And so we find that the entire Quran, and this is where we can go back to the previous lectures we've had on hubb, the Quran is filled with verses of God describing to us the things that He loves, right? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِرِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَوَكِّلِينَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْفَسَادِ yeah? إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ مَنْ كَانَ مُخْتَالًا فَخُورًا. We know these things. Allah loves those who trust Him. Allah dislikes, hates those who are arrogant. Allah dislikes those who cause fasad. Right? How can I be in love with God when I do the things that God says He doesn't like? Right? How can I be in love with God if I don't do the things that God says He likes? And so the second part of my demonstration of love to God is by doing the things that God tells me to do and avoiding the things that God says He doesn't want me to do. Right? And this is a point that I emphasize and I remind, and it's really important, yeah, that it's a misnomer, it's a fallacy, it's a trick of shaitan to think that I can do whatever it is I want to do, but God knows my heart is good. No, it's a lie. It's a lie. Yeah, it's not true. If my heart was good, I would do what God wants me to do. Yeah, if my heart was pure, I would stay away from the things. But my heart is messed up right now. It doesn't mean I'm a bad person. It's just not aligned correctly. So align it, right? Align it. I can't do something haram and say that I love God and He knows I love Him. No, it's not true, right? This is a trick of shaitan. It's all around us, right? But this is one of the big tricks of shaitan to let you think that, you know what? It's okay if you don't wear hijab. Allah knows your heart is good. It's okay if you don't keep a beard. Allah knows your heart is good. No, it's a lie. That's how shaitan tricks us, right? If it was really a good heart, I would do exactly what God wants me to do. And that is the demonstration of a good heart. And so when you look at obedience that is required as part and parcel of love, there are many examples. The whole life of Zahra is an example of that, right? Where she was obedient to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted. And so the second part of love is that action base. Now again, keep this in mind, right? Like all three of these are not like a step after a step. And so this could be happening simultaneously. Sometimes one could be on, another couldn't be off. And when one out of three is on or two out of three is on, it's not yet perfect. Right? But the perfect love of God would be when all three of these are vibrant and on. So the first one was this understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love for us. The number second one was the action base. The third one, I call it maybe, We can call it the essential love of God. Okay, it's a different idea. The essential love of God is that love where, you know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ, they have this intense love for God. This is one of the manifestations of it, right? So this ardent love is not a feeling, right? It's not a feeling we're talking about, this essential love. Nor is it action-based, because that comes in that other love. But this love that we're talking about here is a result-oriented love, okay? And what does that mean, right? It means that when I have this level of love, I produce the qualities that display my unconditional love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pay attention to this. I produce the qualities that demonstrate my love. I don't have to say it, but I do the things that demonstrate that I love Him. Like what? I have sabr. Yeah? I have patience. It is a product. Sabr is not a destination. It is something that is created, right? I have steadfastness. I have satisfaction. I have trust. I have hope. That means I don't sink when something doesn't go my way. I don't fall when things are hard. But I have this absolute comfort in knowing that Allah loves me, right? And I produce the actions similar to that. And so when life is difficult upon me, I don't complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a demonstration of my love to God. Yeah? It's amazing, right? I don't have to say I love you, but man, I can handle it. And even that is from love, from God, isn't it? But I handle it, and God knows, because I handled it knowing that God loves me, God knows that I love Him. Amazing. Amazing. Understand this. This is an amazing position. Maybe the hardest of the three. But again, it's not one after the other. I can do this all the time. Sometimes we have this sabr. Sometimes we have this satisfaction. Sometimes we have this hope. Sometimes we have this. But it's to have it at all times. And this is where we see the demonstration of this intense love of Zahra for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right? That her life, we've talked about this in previous commemorations and celebrations, her life wasn't easy. Right? Like, we should never make this mistake that her life was easy. If you just look at it from the mazlumiyat perspective, that's different. But if you just look at it from her everyday perspective, her life was filled with struggles. You look at the first half of her life, this is when Risala was taking place, isn't it? Her father was hit with stones, abused, they were boycotted. She lost her mother, yeah? She lost her uncle. She lost her grandfather, uncle, she lost her protector. She lost all of these things, right? But she never complained. Why? Because there was this demonstration of this love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was part of sabr. It was part of satisfaction. It was part of having trust in Allah. And then you look at the second half of her life, filled with poverty, indigence, seeing her husband dragged through the streets, all of these things. Yet she had these qualities in her. And so she was able to produce the results that shows God that we love Him. Yeah? And it's these three levels that I want us to think about and reflect upon. That if I truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I need to have all three of these levels, or all three of these manifestations of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, number one, by reminding ourselves at all times how much God loves us, by displaying our love to Him, by doing what Allah wants. And number three, by producing the qualities that demonstrate my love. This is why, you know, even though I may not be a patient person, I try it. I fake it if I have to. Yeah? Even though I may want other things, I display my satisfaction. I don't complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I make dua, but I don't complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These three levels are how we demonstrate our intense love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.